You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Flyers Forecast. I am your host, Steve Chico, here to talk to you about your Flyers week ahead for the week of January 10th. It's currently Tuesday the 11th, and we were supposed to have a game tonight, but it is not going to happen. Sadly, the Flyers will not be getting smoked by one Carolina Hurricanes. One or many, I don't know how to say for a team. But anyway, they were supposed to play the Hurricanes, and they're not. Oh, wow. Game's been postponed due to, you guessed it, COVID-19. As for games that are actually supposed to happen this weekend, we shall see. Hold on to your butts there. Thursday, January 13th, the Flyers are supposed to travel up to Boston, ship up to Boston, as one might say, but one is not me, I'm not saying it. But that's supposed to be a 7 p.m. game at Boston on ESPN, SNE, SNO, and TVAS. You know, I'd be really surprised if the nationally broadcast game got postponed. Who would think? Imagine that, a game getting postponed. I'm just salty about Pittsburgh last week. I think a lot of us are. A lot of us thought that game was a sham. Conspiracy, fraud. I'll hang up and listen. Oh boy, that's a rabbit hole. All right, one more game supposed to happen this week. Saturday, January 15th, at home versus the New York Rangers, 7 p.m. Make it earlier in the day. It's Saturday. We got all day. Come on. That's on NBC Sports Philadelphia and MSG+. As for your Philadelphia Flyers, they are currently 13-15-7, 33 points, 6th in the Metro, and they're tied with Columbus and New Jersey, but they've played more games than Columbus and less games than New Jersey. It's fun. It's great. I'm not bitter or sad. I just want hockey to be fun. Is that so much to ask for? Top scorers in the Flyers, Claude Giroux still leading the way with 29 points, 11 goals, and 18 assists for the captain. Cam Atkinson has 26 points, 14 goals, and 12 assists. Travis Konecny has 19 points, 5 goals, and 14 assists. Sean Couturier-Coutts has 17 points, 6 goals, and 11 assists. And Joel Farabee has 16 points, 10 goals, and 6 assists. You can take these projected lines with a huge grain of salt, maybe an entire shaker of Morton salt right there, one of the only products that Ron Swanson will sponsor. Joel Farabee, Scott Laughton, and Cam Atkinson on the top line. Max Willman, Kevin Hayes, and Oscar Lindblom on the second line. JVR, Morgan Frost, and Gerald Mayhew on the third line. Connor Bunneman, Jackson Cates, and Zach McEwen, Madman McEwen, on the fourth line. I think a couple of those names, specifically Mayhew, might even be out right now, so who knows by the time we get to Thursday who's going to be sick, who's going to have COVID, who's not going to have COVID, who's going to be injured, who's not going to be injured. I don't know. On defense, Sanheim and Cam York on the top pairing, Nick Seeler and Rasmus Ristolainen on the second pairing, and the disastrous third pairing of Keith Yandle and Kevin Connaughton. I'm sorry, guys, I calls them like I sees them, and the last time I saw you guys back there on defense, it was rough. In net, the Flyers have Carter Hart, 7-10-4, 9-12 save percentage, and a 2.92 GAA. Martin Jones, 6-5-2, 9.09 save percentage, and a 3.33 GAA. Injury-wise, Justin Braun, COVID-19. Ryan Ellis, lower body injury. Claude Giroux, COVID-19. Travis Konecny, COVID-19. Tanner Lozinski, hip. Gerald Mayhew, upper body injury. Samuel Moran, knee injury. Ivan Provorov, COVID-19. Travis Sanheim, COVID-19. Nate Thompson, shoulder injury. And this one breaking as I'm just about to stop recording, Rasmus Ristolainen on COVID protocol. Good times! And I know Giroux might be coming back soon from COVID protocol if he's not back already, but this is still an extensive list. All right, let's move on to the Flyers' opponents on the week. The Boston Bruins are the first ones up, 19-11-2, 40 points, fourth in the Atlantic. Their top scorers, Brad Marchand, 36 points, 16 goals, 20 assists for Marchand. He's just such a rat, but he's so good at hockey, but such a rat. David Pastrnak, 27 points, 13 goals, 14 assists. Patrice Bergeron, 26 points, 11 goals, 15 assists. Taylor Hall, 22 points, 7 goals, and 15 assists. And Charlie McAvoy has 20 points, 5 goals, and 15 assists. Projected Bruins lines, Brad Marchand, Patrice Bergeron, and David Pastrnak. Oh, wow. Craig Smith on the top line. The perfection line, broken up for now. We know they're going to be back together before you know it. Just got to share that wealth, I guess. Taylor Hall, Eric Halla, and David Pastrnak on the second line. Trent Frederick, Charlie Coyle, and Oscar Steen on the third line. Anton Bleed, Curtis Lazar, and Carson Kuhlman on the fourth line. On defense, the Bruins have Matt Greslick and Charlie McAvoy on the top pairing, Mike Riley and Brandon Carlo on the second pairing, and Urho Vaakanainen, and that's as close as I'm going to get, and John Moore on the third pairing. In net, the Bruins have Linus Ullmark, who's 11-5-0, 917 save percentage, and a 257 GAA, and Jeremy Swayman, who is 8-6-2, 918 save percentage, and a 226 GAA. Going to be very interesting to see what the Bruins do in the coming months, because I believe Tuukka Rask is coming back soon. He's just starting to play hockey again after his injury, so some interesting decisions ahead for the Boston Bruins in net. Injury-wise, the Bruins have Connor Clifton on COVID protocol, Jake DeBrusk, COVID protocol, Nick Foligno, lower body injury, Derek Forbort, they're all out of Forbort, COVID protocol, Trent Frederick, upper body injury, Tomas Nozick, COVID protocol, Jakub Zboril, lower body injury. That brings us to the New York Rangers, who are somehow 23-10-4, 50 points second in the Metro. And I guess when you have players like Artemi Panarin and Adam Fox, who just want to come to your team, you know, just that's where they want to go. They want to be Rangers for some godforsaken reason. Then you're going to be good when that happens. Panarin leads the way scoring-wise, 36 points, 10 goals, and 26 apples for Mr. Breadman there. Adam Fox, 36 points, 5 goals, and 31 assists. Mika Zibanejad, 33 points, 13 goals, and 20 assists. Chris Kreider, 32 points, 21 goals, and 11 assists. And Ryan Strome, 26 points, 8 goals, and 18 assists. Projected Rangers lines, Chris Kreider, Mika Zibanejad, and Kaapo Kakko on the top line. Artemi Panarin, Ryan Strome, and Alexis Lafreniere on the second line. Greg McKegg, one of the best name players in the league. Greg McKegg, you can't beat that name. He's fine talent-wise, but great name. Greg McKegg, my friend Kevin Rooney, and Philip Hedl on the third line. Tim Gettinger, Morgan Barron, and Johnny Brodzinski on the fourth line. On defense, the Rangers have Ryan Lindgren and Adam Fox on their top pairing. Keandre Miller and Jacob Trouba on the second pairing. And Jared Tinordi and Patrick Nemeth on the third pairing. In net, the Rangers have Igor Shesterkin, who's 15-4-2 with a 936 save percentage and a 209 GAA. Good lord, guy is a brick wall this year. Alexander Georgiev, who is 7-5-2, 908 save percentage and a 271 GAA. They've also had Keith Kincaid, 1-0-0, 935 save percentage and a 2 GAA, and Adam Huska, 0-1-0, 821 save percentage, and a 704 GAA. But, you know, really, Shesterkin and Georgiev are the guys that you have to worry about for the Rangers. Injury-wise, the Rangers have Sammy Blaze, who has a torn ACL. Julian Gauthier, COVID protocol. Barclay Goodrow, COVID protocol. Dryden Hunt, upper body injury. Ryan Reeves, COVID protocol. Igor Shesterkin, COVID protocol. So we'll see who's available by the end of the week and who isn't. It's a real crapshoot right now, folks, in case you didn't know. And I think you knew at this point. Players of the week, who cares? Last week I had Giroux and Hayes. Giroux didn't play. He went on COVID protocol, I think, right after I finished recording. And Kevin Hayes had one assist in three games played, so just terrific. I'm not even going to put one out this week. I enjoy doing Player of the Week, but right now, it's such a crapshoot with who's healthy and who isn't. I'm going to forego this time, is what it is. Oh, well. Let's see what happens. Let's go Flyers. Hopefully these guys can get healthy and stay safe and limit the spread of COVID. The Omicron variant is really tough out there right now, but we're doing what we can as a society and as humans. Yeah. Folks, thanks so much for listening. If you have any feedback, the best place is on Twitter. You can reach me at Flyperbole or at Estebom. But if it's for hockey, make it Flyperbole. Follow BSH Radio, follow Broad Street Hockey. Be sure to check out all of our great podcast offerings. That's all I got. Be safe out there. Be kind to each other. And until next time, in the words of the great Gene Hart, good night and good hockey.
It's 2023 and you're still looking for a baseball podcast? What's up, party people? Danny Vietti here from the Wake and Rake podcast. Yes, I know the name of our show, Freaking Rocks. Join World Series champion Will Middlebrooks and I as we banter about the best of the best from Major League Baseball, including power rankings.
One of the best players of all time.
Headlines.
Solidifies a dynasty.
And special guests.
Reese Hoskins. Stro Showed.
Jose Trevino.
Listen and or watch every episode of the Wake and Rake podcast, available on all your favorite listening platforms and the all-new Believe Sports channel.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian, plant queen, and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wall.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way. Like, come on, Amber.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen, also a comedian, and I host people at our home. I have a great wine collection in my cellar.
Well, you mean the mini fridge?
It's a mini
fridge. It's a mini fridge. New episodes of Fly on the Wallen drop every Wednesday. Listen in as we discuss relationships, books, and keeping our sweet baby kid alive while we make laughs on the internet.
Subscribe to Fly on the Wallen wherever you get your podcasts.